Hi, so in this video, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to build upon what we talked about in the last video. In the last video, we talked about this internal emotional GPS system that, if we understand it, enables us to be able to manage and govern our emotions a lot more effectively, because we are not our emotions. We are not innately anxious or depressed or stressed. They're just feelings, and people are not their feelings. However, people's feelings are real and they do feel these things. So, in this video, what I'm hoping to be able to show you and illustrate is where your emotions come from, where you find certain emotions. If you remember in one of the last videos, or one of the earlier videos, I discussed and I put about a little illustration, a diagram, suggesting that what you focus on in life, you feel. What you focus on, you feel. So I'm going to show you today how this actually works. Now, on the board behind me, I've done an illustration with our man again, right here in the middle, in the present, now, because we don't actually have anything else apart from now. I mean, if you think about it, we don't have the past anymore because the past is gone. The past is history. And we don't have tomorrow yet because tomorrow is a mystery. And there's no guarantee that we're even going to wake up tomorrow morning to experience tomorrow. A plane may fall out of the sky tonight as we sleep and land on our heads. We may die of some virus overnight. Someone may drop an atomic bomb on our nation, wipe us all out. We do not know. The future is not guaranteed. The past is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today, the present, is a gift. It's all we have. It's right here, right now. And all the emotional difficulties that we face and experience in life are always right here in the now, right here in the present. But if you think about it, if you're watching this video right now and may previously have defined yourself as being anxious or low in confidence, or you have low self-esteem, or you're depressed, or you're stressed, or you're not good enough, or you're not this, or you're that, or you're the next thing, you're talking about yourself here in the present. But I just wonder how it is that you would know who you are and how you're feeling in the present. Now, that's not a trick question. It's not. But we're going to go somewhere now. I want to show you that all you have as a basis on which to build your life and your judgments and make your choices upon is your past experiences. All your experiences, all your relationships, all your achievements and all your failures. You see, all these events and all these situations and all these circumstances are actually what make you, you. Now, although they don't actually make you, you tell yourself stories about these things, about what these events and what these outcomes mean to you, what they actually mean about who you are. So let's just say, for example, that right here in the present, you're feeling really depressed. Okay, well, I just want you to think about this. Have you ever felt depressed about something that hasn't happened yet in the future? Think about it. I'll ask you again. Have you ever felt depressed about anything that hasn't already happened yet? Well, the answer is no. How could you? How could you feel sad about something that hasn't happened? You can actually only feel sad about something that has happened. For example, you failed the exam, the wife or the husband or the boyfriend or the girlfriend left you, you lost your job, you went bankrupt, your friends fell out with you, you made a bad business decision, you failed a school exam, whatever. What I'm saying here is you have a whole lot of experiences in life that you assign meaning to. Let's just say, for example, okay, if we refer back to one of the earlier videos, I've mentioned quite a few times throughout this course that, you know, if you fail once in life, that can just be a random happening. But if you fail twice, or you're rejected twice or something like that, then that could be a coincidence. It's not going to stop us from moving forward. But if you experience three failures in life, then you may at this stage start coming to a conclusion about who it else, whoever it else, that you are, who it is that you are. So if you fail three times, or you don't reach this goal or score this goal three times after three attempts, well, it's likely that you're going to tell yourself that you're not good enough. And this is actually the secret, the problem that kind of underpins all problems. If you think about it, some people would say, you know, I don't have enough money, therefore I'm depressed. I lost my job, therefore I'm depressed. This person doesn't like me, therefore I'm depressed. My wife or my girlfriend or my boyfriend or my husband left me, therefore I am depressed. Well, you're not actually depressed because any of these things happen. You're depressed. You feel depressed because you didn't get what you wanted. You didn't have your needs met. You wanted to feel significant. You wanted to feel secure. You wanted to feel valued. It's nothing to do about the specific circumstances. It's ultimately to do about needs on the inside of you not being met. So you see, if you feel depressed here, right in the present, you're depressed that you haven't had your needs met in the past. Therefore, you tell yourself a story about who you are right now in the present. So you can only feel depressed about things that have happened. So depression goes this way. What about anxiety though? Okay, think about it. Some people say, I am anxious. I am anxiety. When was the last time you ever felt anxious or fearful about something that already happened? Now, what I'm not saying here is that you didn't feel anxious or fearful about that thing in the past that, you know, before it happened, or that it happened. What I'm saying is, or what I'm asking, is when have you ever felt anxious about something that's already happened? Well, again, the answer is that you don't and you can't. You can actually only feel anxious about something that hasn't happened yet. If you think about it, you're fearful, you're anxious, like the footballer in the last video, pursuing the goal, feeling anxious or fearful. Will I be good enough to score this goal? Will I be skilled enough, talented enough, good enough to get the ball in the net and reach my target? That's all you can ever feel anxious about. So anxiety is based here in the future. And depression is based upon things you've already experienced in the past. So, some people say, yeah, but I feel stressed, so what am I stressed about? Well, you see, stress is kind of a funny one, because if you have a very busy mind, an active mind, you may or may not be able to relate to what I'm about to say here. Some people's minds go at such a rate that they look back to the past, forward to the future, back to the past, and feeling depressed about the past, anxious about the future. Depressed about the past, anxious about the future. Depressed about the past, anxious about the future. And so it goes, and so it goes. Do you see where we're going with this? Is there any wonder why some people feel stressed? Because they're looking back, looking forward, looking back, looking forward, feeling depressed, feeling sad, feeling nervous, feeling scared, feeling... Their lives are led by their emotions. So, what is the solution to healthy and effective emotional management, Kane, i.e. here you ask? Well, okay, if we can understand and if we've seen, and we can now see, that all depression stems from something that's happened in the past, and if all anxiety, although yes, we feel it in the present, is all based upon what we are looking to in the future, well, what would happen if we were to just live in the now? And actually just appreciate the now. And actually become more of who we are just in the now. Just simply be ourselves in the now. Not look forward to some day in the future where we may or may not be better than how we are now. Or look back to the past and feel sad and depressed about who they thought we were back then so that they rejected us. But you see, who you are today in the present is a fully functioning human being. You have the capacity to love people 100%. you have the capacity to give 100% of yourself, your time, your money, your resources, whatever. Try that someday, by the way. It's hugely rewarding, I can guarantee you. You have the capacity to be 100% caring. That's right, 100% caring. Honest, reliable, sincere, authentic, creative. You can be as creative as you want right here. You can't be creative over here because here's quite some way away. But you can be creative here. You can't be creative there because that's already gone. And yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. Today is a gift, and a gift is a present here for you to use, and it's here for you to enjoy. So you see, the secret to healthy emotional management is just learn to become more aware of what it is that you're focusing on. If you're spending large percentages of your time focused on what may or may not happen in the future, you're likely to feel anxious or fearful, one of the two. If, however, you spend large amounts of your time looking back in the past, dwelling upon the past, well, of course you're going to feel sad, guilt, shame, depression, loneliness. That's what you get if you look in the past. If, however, your just head races a million miles an hour and you're going back and forth and back and forth, forward into the future, back into the past, forward into the future and back into the past, well, life is going to feel extremely stressful for you. So the secret is become confident enough and competent enough to just be yourself right here in the present. Because although you're not a perfect human being, you have the capacity to be a perfect human being. And if you're not a perfect human being yet, then that means that there's plenty of scope for you to improve yourself and become permanently better at just being yourself. So, I do hope that you found these last two videos insightful, and also that in moving forward, you're going to be able to hopefully identify your emotions when they arise a bit more effectively and ultimately manage them perhaps a little bit better than what you have done in the past. I'll look forward to seeing you in the next video.